today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget, in this episode, we're going to speak about significance of Hajj, Muslim pilgrimage. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Today is Friday, 11th of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today, let's listen to chapter Al-Hajj, verse 29.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ثُمَّ لْيَقْضُوا تَفَثَهُمْ وَلْيُوفُوا نُذُورَهُمْ وَلْيَطَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ.
Then let them end their untidiness and fulfill their vows and perform tawaf around the ancient house.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In some worships like prayer, hygiene and cleanliness is the condition to begin them. And in some others like Hajj, it is a part of them. While in some instances like studying or recitation of the Holy Quran, as well as while one keeps to the mosques, it is counted as the condition of its perfection. However, the practice of cleaning of dirt and removing filth is a severe command, not a mere recommendation, as the verse implies that the pilgrims of the sacred mosque, when they have offered sacrifice on the day of sacrifice, they should get cleansed and smarten themselves.
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لفنا ثوب الندم. بالدمع كم فاض الحرم نشكو الخطايا واللمم لا يشتكى إلا إليك
لبيك واغفر للذنوب لبيك ها إني أتوب أصلحني من كل العيوب واغمر فؤادي بالطيوب ليفوز بال
We're speaking about significance of Hajj. One who was initially a conditioned person after performing Hajj can return to his pure nature. However, only that person can avail of these benefits of Hajj who performs it in its true spirit. For a person who merely carries out the rites of Hajj without being aware of their spirit, the pilgrimage will be nothing more than a kind of outing. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, had explained to his companions that the various rites of Hajj were a kind of symbolic repetition of the different phases of the life of the Prophet Ibrahim. The entire life of the Prophet Ibrahim was devoted to a mission. Every believer is required to adopt this life pattern in personal life. Hajj is a worship which facilitates one's deconditioning. It is like a course which serves to do away with a person's environmental conditioning and brings him back to his original nature.
Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about some social effects of Hajj. One of the advantages of human beings is the virtue of gratitude to the benefactor. Through this quality exists to some extent in certain animals, but it is not necessary quality in them. Yet man cannot possibly do without it unless he has lost his human nature as a result of indulging in carnal desires and lust and has become an animal. In this connection, the Holy Quran says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. They are as cattle, nay, they are in worse errors. These are the heedless ones. This is chapter 7, verse 179. Evidently, not only do such bestial ones refuse to thank their benefactor, but also they will deny him. What grace it is from Allah to man to make him duty-bound to pray, to make pilgrimage to Mecca, and to do other religious acts that are somehow expressions of thanks by which man's dignity is safeguarded. Lacking in intellect and being subject to its instincts, an animal does not ignore its natural forces, nor does it deviate from its path. Rather, it acts as its creator wills. In this relation, the Holy Quran says, مَا مِن دَبَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ أَخْذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَى صَرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. There is no living creature but he holds it by its forelock. Surely my Lord is on the right path. Chapter 11, verse 56. If an animal is not on human path and does not reach human perfection, it has not committed any sin, nor has it done anything contrary to what is expected from it. Rather, it walks on the right path in reaching animal perfection and follows its own instinct, which is its right path. However, man who has intellect, an advantage over animals, is duty-bound to recognize his benefactor and to be thankful to him. Therefore, when this graceful human quality is missing, man will deviate from his natural path, which is God's right path, and he will become more astray than beast, hence subject to a great loss and punishment.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
The symbolism of Jamara. Jamara means the place of pebbles, refers to three specific places in Mina near Mecca. Pilgrims visit Jamara during the Hajj and pelt the three pillars with pebbles. According to one narration, this ritual is said to commemorate the actions of Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim, while he was en route to sacrifice his son Ismail to fulfill the instruction of Allah after Ibrahim was convinced that slaughtering Ismail was the will of Allah. On his way to his son, he was confronted three times by the devil, who attempted to dissuade him, and each time Ibrahim responded by pelting him with the stones. This is actually a symbolic exercise that commemorates the actions of Ibrahim. This exercise reminds the pilgrim to be conscious of both the internal and external evils in the world that seek to tempt us away from Allah and away from righteousness.
In a time of darkness and greed, it is your light that we need. You came to teach us how to live, Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah. You were so caring and kind, your soul was full of خير خلق الله صلوا على رسول
leader's speech on Hajj. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, said about national and international solidarity on Hajj. When a group of people from the same country go on a journey having the same goal and then return together, their solidarity will definitely increase and their spirituality and national ethics will improve. In addition, the Hajj is an international event. There are some differences that separate nations in spite of their similarities. Occasionally, these differences may even lead to hostile attitudes. The Hajj makes these differences insignificant and highlights the similarities that unite different nations. Therefore, there is no other religious obligation that is as broad in scope as the Hajj.
Hajj is one of the greatest of Islam's doctrines, the mightiest of his signs, the best of actions to seek his nearness. It is the firm base, the strong rope, which has been the inheritance of the angels and the prophets. Hajj, although it seems just one worship, but it comprises of many worships. There is no worship like Hajj, and its price is the paradise. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "One who looks at the Kaaba with ma'rifah and knew our right and our sanctity is like one who knows its right and sanctity. Allah will forgive his sins and will suffice him from the grief of the world and the hereafter."
Brothers and sisters, that was all about this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic during these special occasions and month. Thank you very much, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك حجا حقا
الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
لبيك حجا حقا تعبدا ورقا لبيك مرهوبا ومرغوبا إليك لبيك ذا النعماء والفضل الحسن
أشهد أن محمد رسول